problem with that is, well, your motions. Wait a minute.
You see, we did all the reports, then we did public comments, then we did voting.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah. What do we do about this? This is absolutely necessary.
I would say that if we get through this agenda, so let's go to the P&D director's motion that Leslie has.
Yes, you actually got ahead of me here. I have stuff to pass out.
Which committee does this come
here? Why don't I pass it out for you, Leslie, so you
wait,
can
which committee does this come in?
P&D report.
I'm not sure. I think it was a discussion to move the P&B director's report up.
Point of order, how long do we have for this?
For the whole section, I think it's supposed to be 40 minutes.
No, the report for P&B directors was 12 minutes.
Okay. So we have 12 minutes?
That's fine.
Okay. So there's a motion being read on the floor.
So we've moved the agenda. We are now on the repositioned report from the P&D director's part.
That's right. Just the motion.
So that will go till 35 after the hour.
Leslie?
Yes, I'm on.
You are on.
All right.
You go, girl.
All right. The P&D at its I don't know what date meeting, its last special meeting, agreed to reaffirm and implement, to vote on reaffirming and implementing the Pacific Race Nationality Guidelines. I'm sure you've all seen the ongoing email that this policy was twice approved by the IPNB, once it's guidelines, once it's policy, and it's never been implemented. I think this policy is critical to solving the many problems that are rising up around our network regarding race and nationality. Problems that, frankly, are not at the surface here yet, but I'd hate to think they would get here. The race and nationality policy calls for diversity training. It calls for programming. It calls for structural, institutional processes around race and nationality education. Again, this has been approved twice by the PNB. It is simply coming before the PNB again for implementation and reaffirmation. And I would like this body to instruct its PNB directors to support this, as the resolution says, to support the policy and to support only the most minimal changes to this policy necessary to have it implemented in a timely manner.
Okay, so the motion, could you say what the motion is?
The entire motion is, whereas the Interim Pacifica Board approved the Race and Nationality Guidelines on June 23, 2002, and ordered their implementation on September 21, 2003, and whereas the Pacifica Race and Nationality Policy has not been implemented, and whereas at the July 26 PNB meeting, the PNB agreed that at its next regular meeting, the Pacifica Race and Nationality Policy be reaffirmed and implemented, resolved that we charge the KPFK PNB members to support fully this reaffirmation and its immediate implementation, and resolved that we instruct our members to support only the most minimal changes to this policy necessary to have it implemented in a timely manner.
So there's a motion on the floor. Is there a second?
A second.
It's been seconded on the statute. David, Ed, Grace, Terry, Alan, Harrison. Anybody else on the staff? Okay, can I close the staff like that? Like everyone who's speaking, close the staff?
Oh, then add me to it, please.
And stop. Okay.
We're going to close this.
The discussion that has occurred among the committee, I think they would run today. The problem that I see is that the race is involved, not the vote. When there are changes in something that we are bringing forward, how do our P&B members vote? Minimal is subjective. What I would like to suggest is that our four P&B directors have to agree. So that way, I think there's some
objective value. Is that an amendment you're suggesting? Are you making an amendment to the motion?
Yes.
So there's an amendment being made to the motion. Now, I'm forgetting my procedure here. Does the making of the motion have to accept it?
No.
Okay, so the amendment needs a second. Is there a second to me?
Yes.
And for the amendment.
Yeah,
it's a
friendly amendment.
So what did
you mention?
Can you repeat it?
Sure. What? Sure. What the amendment is.
There are members support only the most minimal changes as agreed to by all four of our directors.
The idea is that it's very difficult. They're accountable to us. If there are changes made at the national level, what constitutes minimal? I trust them if they agree. Otherwise, how do we instruct people if we aren't insisting that the four of them have to agree to their changes?
Okay, so there's an amendment being proposed, and there's a second on it.
Except
for the old stack?
No, the new stack is to debate.
So it's not a new stack, David?
Yeah, I won't speak against it. The point of STV and proportional representation is to represent people with different political views. So you're asking for everybody to agree, which is essentially the right of one person to scotch the ability to move forward. Different people will have different interpretations of what minimal means, assuming we pass it in this form. And I think that the board members, each of which was voted in by a different constituency, not the same constituency, a different constituency, should be able to represent what they think that constituency would want.
Okay, so the substitute motion is in second. We're discussing that now. On the staff, we have David, Alan, Harrison, Jan. Anybody else on the staff? Ed?
Are we okay?
Leslie? We're on the substitute motion.
We only have 12 minutes for this, right?
Total of 12 minutes on this.
So, Charles,
I raised my hand to ask for a point of clarification around the, as somebody who's worked in a lot of consensus-based organizations, from the way I understand your language, your basis, if there are four PMD reps and there are, you're basically allowing one person to block. So I would speak against it.
So first, all those in favor of stopping debate and going right to the question, keeping your cards. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. All those opposed to stopping debate. 0. All those abstaining. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So the question's been called. So now what we're talking about is adding this amendment onto the original motion that was made. Sherman, sure, please read the amendment.
I interpret that as a motion to strike.
No, it was a motion to strike.
Add at the very end of the resolution the words as agreed by the KPFK directors.
Right. Is it?
All four.
They have to agree.
Well, McGee has the way Sherman has it, so we understand it.
Yeah. Alan? Is that good? Yeah. Okay, so all in favor of amending Leslie's motion with Sherman's language about the agreement of all four of the PMD directors, please signify by raising your hand.
Their position is just
one. All those opposed. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. All those abstaining? 1, 2, 3. Okay, we're back to the original motion. There's a motion to extend debate. Is there a second? The motion is to extend. Alan, you weren't here in the beginning, but no talking outside.
I'm sorry, that's my fault. I asked him a question because I'm unclear. So I need a clarification.
Okay, so hold on just a minute. There's a motion on the floor to extend the debate. We don't extend, we're not going to take it down. So is there a second?
Second.
All in favor of extending the debate, we signify by raising your hand cards. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. All opposed to extend the debate. All abstain.
We're going to 45 minutes after the hour.
45 minutes after the hour, so let's go back to
the point of whatever that point is.
There's a point of clarification.
As I understood Alan, what you were saying is that it's unfair to have all four have to agree, right?
Whatever.
But that was your point.
No.
I understand that, but that's what I thought we were voting on. So that's why I'm saying.
Now we're on Leslie's motion.
But does his point just get washed out?
No.
We voted.
Okay. All right. I'm going to put you in the back of the room.
It's not his fault. It's my fault.
Okay,
save the day. Yeah, I'd like to make an amendment to strike support only the most minimal changes. And the reason for that, we've been having a habit of having ad hoc unelected bodies create policy that then they attempt to make elected bodies be bound by. I don't have any problem with this, and I will support it as it is. But Leslie misspoke. She said the PMD approved it. The PMD did not approve it.
No, I said the IPMD.
The PMD, that unelected body that we all love so well, approved the work of an ad hoc working group. I'm not going to suggest any changes to this when we bring it forward, but we have a more diverse Pacific and National Board than I believe either that working group. I could be wrong because I don't know the composition, but certainly more diverse